Hello.
Hello, my name is Quay, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yeah, I got charged in my account. I don't even know what it's for.
Okay, I'd be happy to see why were you charged. May I have your zip code?
46728.
First and last name?
Kelly.
Is that Kelly?
Kelly, Kelly, that's my last name.
First name?
William.
Okay, so an account is pulling up. May you verify your full shipping address?
6469 Watercrest Way, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46728.
Yes, sir. So do you have an alternate address?
Well, I work out of town. So I'm always somewhere else. But usually anything I purchase is through Amazon. So when I get this charge on my account, there's two separate charges. And when I research it, there's nothing I could find online that even mentions what it is.
Okay, so this address that we have is associated with 4622. That's the zip code.
46278.
Okay, may you verify your email address?
Well, I don't know. Like, I don't know if you're a scam or you're just trying to retrieve information or what. That's what bothers me. What are you selling? Can you tell me that?
Okay, so I'm a third-party call center. We house 400 different companies. The only way I can see why were you charged, I have to locate the account so I can be able to assist you. The only way I can locate the account is if one, you provided your first and last name, and also if an account does pull up with your first and last name, I have to verify your email address or your shipping address to make sure that it is your account before I can gain access to it.
Okay, let me give you my email address. It's TryGuy, TryGuy dot Kelly at gmail.com.
Okay. Well, let's see here. So that information did not pull up. Okay, so I'm not going to use your first and last name because it's not pulling up your direct information. He says Try Guy, TryGuy.
Dot Kelly,
Kelly
Kelly
at Gmail.
at Gmail.
Okay, so now when I put that email address in, another first name popped up. But you know anybody by the name of Bill Kelly?
Yeah, well, Bill is short for William. So my name's William, but Bill is another name. It's like, I don't know, it's like there's always a short for a lot of names. My name
Okay.
is William Kelly, but I'm also Bill.
Okay, yes, sir. So the account is associated under that information, but it is loading up so I can see why were you charged, okay?
Yeah, I'm charged like $5 and something and then 60 some dollars.
Yes, sir. So it's loading up for me so I can see. It's still loading here. Okay.
Okay.
So I show here on December the 4th, you paid the $5.74 to enter the sweepstakes for our cooking set?
Yeah, it was from Kohl's. So this is what I look. And I feel horrible that I answer that because I usually don't do that. You know, it tells you that you're going to win a prize. And it looks legit because I just went to Kohl's. So I thought it was, oh, I went to Kohl's the other day and I bought something. So I thought they wanted a survey, you know, because of what the service was like. So I took the survey and it had, you know, a cookery pot. And then it just wanted me to pay for the shipping. So, mm-hmm. you know, okay. Then there's another charge for like $67. So it's totally misleading. I don't want to pay $67. I shouldn't have paid $5. I don't want nothing to do. I don't want them to have my information. You know, I got plenty of stuff. I don't know. It was just something stupid that I did. I don't want money coming out of